Zakh the Mishnah. Today we're going to review Psachim Daf Pei Beis. Nit Mashalim Aruba Sarfon Asal Lefnei Abira Matzei Merachle. If the entire majority of the carbon became Tamei, it is burned by the Beis Hamikdash with the wood that belongs to Hagdish in order to make a public spectacle of the burning to embarrass the person who allowed his carbon to become Tamei. If the minority of the carbon became Tamei, or if a carbon became Nosar, left over past the time that is permissible to eat, people would burn it in their own courtyards or rooftops with their own wood. However, stingy people would burn even these items with the Atei Marach at the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara asks how we can say that when a minority of the carbon becomes tamei, we burn it with our own wood in our own homes. If we had a Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes that said that so long as a person hasn't passed Sofim, if he has even a kazayis of Basa Kodesh, he has to return to burn it with the Atei Marach. The Gemara gives two answers. First, Kan Bach Sanoi Kan Balabais. Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes was talking about a guest who did not have his own wood, even if he didn't begin to travel yet, because we treat him like the stingy person who uses the Atei. Well, our Mishnah is talking about somebody who lives in Yerushalayim and he has his own wood. Second answer is Kan Shechzik B'Darach, Kan Shlo Hechzik B'Darach. The Mishnah Daf Mem Tes is talking about a person who already started traveling, so we don't trouble him to buy wood when he returns for a few moments to burn the meat. But our Mishnah is talking about somebody who did not yet begin to travel. The Gemara records two disputes between Rav Yosef and Rava. Lefnei Habira Me'atzei Atzman. If people wanted to burn Kachim by the Beis HaMikdash with their own wood, why wouldn't we allow it? So Rav Yosef Amar Shlo Levayish Misha Inlo. We don't want anybody to bring their own wood so as not to embarrass people who don't have wood. Rav Amnech Shad. We're concerned that when they bring home the leftover wood, people will suspect them of stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. If, however, he were to bring Kane v'charyusa, reeds and dry palm branches, which would never be used for Atzei Maracha, then Rav would have no problem with it. Second thing they argue about is why would the head of the Maimon, the group who stood in the Beis HaMikdash while the Karbonos were being brought, line up the Tomei Kohanim by the Shar Mizrach of the Harabayis? Rav Yosef Amar Levayishon, the purpose was to embarrass them for becoming Tamei. Rav Amnech Shad, so that people don't suspect them of skipping the Avodah so he doesn't miss a day of work. This would not apply to Mufanakim, who never work at all, or even to people who make ropes for a living, because they make so little money that nobody would suspect them of skipping the avoda just for their jobs. Zak the Mishnah, Pesach sheyatza oshe nitma. If a carbon Pesach left Yerushalayim or became tamei, we burn it immediately on Erev Pesach. After looking for a source for the idea that even kachim kalim that leave Yerushalayim, and even a carbon whose blood spilled or left the azar would get burned, the Gemara concludes kol psul b'kodesh b'sreifa gemara gemirila. It's halacha l'moshe misinai that teaches us to burn any type of carbon that became pasul. Torah gives an example of this halacha when it describes how the carbon chatos of Aaron HaKohen had to be burned. The Tana de Beit Rabbah Bar Avua disagrees and holds that we derive from Nosar, which by definition has been left overnight, that even pigle, which is a psul inherent in the carbon, has to be left overnight before being burned. The fact that Aaron's chatos was burned without being left over was a harasha, a one-time exception to the rule. Even though we have halacha l'moshe misinai, the pasuk says v'abasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yochal be'ishi sareif, teaches that we even burn meat that becomes tamei, even though meat becoming tamei is not a problem that's unique to kachim, as even chulin meat can become tamei. If the owner became tamei or died, Tanakama holds it should be left over and burned on the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds that it should also be burned immediately. The Gemara quotes three possibilities for the circumstances of this machlokas. First, Amar Rabbi Yosef machlokas nitmu b'al machar zrika. The machlokas is only if the owner became tamei after the zrika sadam. But if he became tamei before the zrika, since the meat was once ready l'achila, everybody would say to burn it right away. The Gemara rejects this because the Braisa compares the problem of the b'alim to problems of the blood, which obviously happened before the zrika sadam. Second, machlokas shenitmu b'alim lefnei zrika. Machlok is only when the owner became tamei before the zrika, but if he became tamei after the zrika, everybody would agree that it would have to wait overnight before being burned. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan holds the achas zrika nami machlokas. The machlokas applies regardless of whether the owner became tamei before the zrika or after the zrika. Rabbi Yochanan demonstrates that he doesn't distinguish between the case where the owner becomes tamei before and after the zrika, because he equates the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Broka in our Mishnah that when the owner becomes tamei before the zrika, it should be burned immediately, with the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia that when Aaron became an onein, which shouldn't affect the zrika, and is therefore the same as becoming tamei after the zrika, his carbon is also burned immediately.